Demand for cars is skyrocketing with Cyclone Gabrielle and Auckland's flooding ruining thousands of vehicles. But the industry says that's on top of an existing shortage after manufacturers cut production during COVID and importing used cars is no longer economical. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi have the story.
Inside there, you can probably see how much silt and everything's in there, so this has obviously had a lot of water.
This is just one of thousands of vehicles written off after Cyclone Gabrielle. This one is from Napier. Silt has caked onto the seats, and heat and moisture have been the perfect breeding ground for green fungus to grow. With the keys still in the ignition, it was clearly abandoned abruptly. Many of the flooded cars end up here at Zebra Broken Car Collection in Manukau. First, the company bids on them, then they're assessed to see what's usable. Chief Operating Officer Jason Spitzer says for water-damaged cars, that's pretty much nothing.
All the electronics and that we cannot use. I mean, they just won't use again. If the water's been through the engine and stuff like that, you won't be able to use that again. So for us, that's just putting it into the scrap side of it.
The flooded cars get stripped apart, drained of oil and petrol, de-tired, and then head to the jaw to be crushed. By this point, water is still gushing out. So far, they've processed about 300 flooded cars from Auckland, but things are ramping up, and they're expecting to process hundreds each week, with many on the way from Napier. Figures from the Insurance Council show there are just over 5,000 claims for motor vehicles from Cyclone Gabrielle, totalling over $70 million. Insurance companies say about 80% of vehicles damaged in the Auckland floods are written off. But CEO of the motor transport agency, David Crawford, says there's a shortage of new cars to fill those claims.
So we've been affected by chip shortages, production disruptions and slowdowns, and we've been trying to fill back orders for the last 2.5 years.
He says the wait list for a hybrid vehicle or popular makes like Toyota can be up to 9 months.
As a franchise dealer, we'll talk with the New Zealand distributor to understand what the supply is and whether they can juggle shipments. So it is patience is still going to be required. And it's quite a trying time for those that have lost their vehicles.
That's causing many to turn to used cars instead, with prices already rising in recent years.
2019 to now, they've probably risen about 35 to 40% on average.
At Turner's Used Cars, they're down 10% of what they'd usually stock as people get desperate for new wheels. CEO Todd Hunter admits that's part of why prices are more expensive.
There's no denying the fact that there are less imports coming into the country due to the clean car standard and the clean car discount, and then you overlay that with an increase in demand, and obviously it is having an inflationary impact.
And as the cost of living bites and the customer's clean car discount progresses, many people are hunting for hybrids or small hatchbacks, all for a nice price too.
60% of New Zealanders spend less than $10,000 on a car, and 80% spend less than $20,000. So it's a very price point driven market.
Todd says buyers looking privately should be wary of used cars that could be water damaged, with many people still trying their luck to sell them here.
Certainly get an inspection from either a mechanic or someone like the AA. There are some obvious kind of checks you can do around smelling the car, checking under the mats, making sure that there's not, you know, the smell of water anywhere. They may look okay, but they will have problems later on, 4 or 5 months down the track.
It seems the old truism, buyer beware, definitely applies.